pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch Beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit PumpkinCreekRanchCo.com. Use promo code NaturallyInspired for our special offer.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts for both programs, 1360KHNC.com. Well, I don't know where to begin today. We're going to have the debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris tonight. A lot of pretty much everyone I've been listening to, they're talking about this debate and what Trump should do, what Kamala should do. Is Kamala competent enough to actually debate Trump without outside interference by the interviewers? Now, while this is happening here in this country, while we're watching tonight's debate, there are other things happening that are really as important internationally. Turkey, they are applying for the BRICS to become members of BRICS. Recep Tayyip Erdogan was meeting with the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, and Antonio Guterres, the head of the UN. There are protests throughout Turkey against the United States naval port. The visit. And I guess the way I want to begin is Donald Trump is now made it clear to the nations, should he become president again, he's made it clear that what he would do to these nations that are abandoning the dollar, ditching the dollar, he's making it very, very clear that what he will do is the tariffs on these nations. They will, I'll read it to you. Concerning the BRICS alliance, this is out of whatdoesitmean.com yesterday. This is very important, and then we'll get to Kamala and Donald and the debate. The BRICS alliance, their objective is to abandon the American dollar. They want to free themselves from the tyranny of the West. And Donald Trump issued the threat Saturday to these nations. He said, many countries are leaving the dollar. They're not going to leave the dollar with me. I'll say, you leave the dollar, you're not doing business with the United States, because we're going to put 100% tariff on your goods. I think it was last week. I think it was early last week. I mentioned that Donald Trump, his plan for the wars that are occurring in the Middle East and in Ukraine and Russia, his plans and his strategies are, whether you're a Donald Trump supporter, fan, hater, dislike, personality, problems, whatever it is, Donald Trump's plan would stop the war in Ukraine. Zelensky's already had a visit with Donald Trump here 3 weeks ago. Zelensky is willing to sit down at a table with whoever from Russia, with Donald Trump, and work this thing out. You're not hearing this in the mainstream media. You won't hear it. Trump's policy for ending the conflicts is dynamic. What would happen in the Middle East with Israel and the terrorists and the conflict, Trump would pretty much bring that, he'd de-escalate it quickly. With the economy, Europe, the nations of Europe, they are in such a strait financially, economically. They are on the verge of, I guess you could say, they're in the ocean, out in the Atlantic. No, let's make it the Pacific. And they're in the vicinity of a 2 mile wide whirlpool. They're a big ship, but in the midst of a massive whirlpool. And they are caught in the suction in that vicinity where they are going to be taken down. The world doesn't really, the people of this country don't realize what's happening in Europe. China, Russia, they're fairly stable. In spite of American sanctions, they are somewhat stable. More stable than we can imagine. Not Europe. Our economy is not imploding. It has imploded. Our economy, there is no recovery for the with the matter of the debt, with the skyrocketing inflation. What's the remedy? Trump's policy. And the Democrats know it. Kamala, she studied it. She realizes Trump's strategy is really the only way out. But will the Democrats tell the American people that? Will they even allow mainstream media to touch on it? No. And we're going to be back. I'll be back. I don't know why I keep saying we're. There's no we're. It's just I'm the only one in the studio. So I will be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
So with Donald Trump's plans and his strategies, the Democrats realize that these strategies are phenomenal, but they cannot allow Donald Trump to put in place these policies. They do not want a halt to the war between Russia and Ukraine. There won't be. They cannot allow the end of these conflicts. Rather, our government is planning in 2025 is planning to expand military operations in the Middle East and continuing more aggressive measures with the Ukraine or in with the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Donald Trump would end that conflict. That will not be allowed. Kamala doesn't have no answer with the immigration. Donald Trump does have an answer to that. Immediately, there would be the National Guard is going to be at the border. This is what the Democrats do not want. Anyhow, Donald Trump telling these nations that are going to continue to become part of the BRICS coalition, the multipolar world countries, forming a new international world order. There is no halt to this. Donald Trump would be able to begin to ease the de-dollarization of the dollar. He would be able to, through the tariffs, begin to halt that. So his strategies are unbelievable in every area. But there are these individuals that are too powerful. They do not want a change in the direction that this country is going. They want to continue to destroy the economy, increase inflation, continue the wars, expand the military-industrial conflict or military-industrial complex or conflict also. They don't want changes. They don't want Trump's changes. Europe is I'm telling you, they are on the edge of a massive whirlpool. They are right on the verge of economic collapse. To be friends of America is fatal. To be friends of America is fatal. But in the meantime, the nations are going to continue to work together to protect themselves from empire. So let me find an article I'm looking for. Okay, got it. Now, with this BRICS alliance, China also has announced that it's going to lift all the restrictions on foreign investment in the production sector starting November 1st. China is looking for investors. Basically, I think China realizes that many nations are going to leave the gravitational pull of the United States of America. Nations want to invest in the United States, and China is saying, basically, invest in us. If you want to invest, we are open for business. This is a threat to the America's national security. America and China and Russia are in an undeclared war. There is a war. Russia and China are at war with the United States. They're at war, and the way to win this war, the blueprint was put together by Vladimir Putin. That blueprint is the BRICS network of nations. And then to the BRICS, then they later began to come out with a new thought, a multipolar world. So many nations working together in a new system, network, group. Then that is now called a new international world order. In other words, they are blatant in stating that we are fully aware of the plan of the new world order of empire and the nations in the unipolar network group, the America, Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the Five Eyes nations. And America's NATO, America's military in Europe, NATO. The new international world order has excluded the old world order of the West. This big shift, internationally, there are shifts according to what the prophets and the apostles and Christ himself have presented in the Bible about the time and about this time in history. There would be transitions across the board, economically, militarily, technology, cultures, the wars would shift from just bullets and foreign nations and tanks and aircraft to race war. Christ said there would be race wars, ethnos against ethnos, culture clashes, clashes against culture. Yesterday I mentioned the 20,000 Haitian immigrants in one little city in Ohio, a city of 60,000 people, bringing 20,000 people with a culture from an island into the United States of America. I have a friend that was in the Phoenix program in Vietnam, Cambodia, and he had high intelligent security. He was in intelligence, many security clearances. At one point, he briefed General Abrams during the time at the end of the Vietnam War. And he said, the old saying concerning the East and the West, the two are not mergeable. You cannot merge the cultures, the East and the West, meaning the Asian nations with the Western nations and the concepts, the cultures are as far apart as the Mars and the Earth. And cultures, and this is the way God intended the world, this was his plan in the world, that there would be families, and there would be these families would develop, they would become a culture. And these cultures, each would be just, they would be fabulous, actually. That was the way they were intended to be. Distinctly different, but fabulous. And each offering something that the other cultures don't offer in a positive way. Like the languages. There would be many different languages. But on the negative end, you have cultures that are basically are for hundreds, thousands of years, basically the structure is poverty. And Christ said there would always be the poor among you. It's very difficult for the poor to transition to having great wealth. That wealth will destroy them. This is why God keeps wealth out of the hands of certain people. Well, you have the Haitians, you have a completely different culture in a whole new different setting with a different culture. There will be no meshing together. There's no way to integrate. It takes generations. There's not the time. There is no time. We're in the final, roughly 8+ years before Christ returns. We're transitioning out of basically, somewhat of a stable world to a degree, to a world that will be unstable. It's like trying to walk on ground when an earthquake is taking place. There will be instability. This is one of the signs that is very clear, made clear through the teachings of the prophecies in the Bible, the teachings of the apostles concerning the time we're in, the book of Revelation through Christ himself, and the teachings of Christ in the Gospels. Everything will be shaken. Everything will be shaken. Even to the point where the relationship with the father and a son, a mother and her daughter, the daughter-in-law with the mother-in-law, brother against brother, race against race, nation against nation, the poor against the wealthy against the poor. Everything will be shaken. The men and the families that have controlled and basically built the world in its present state in the developed countries, they have no vision. Their vision for the future is unclear. They don't know what the future is going to hold. They are hoping they can regain control of the economies of the nations, of everything that is beginning to come undone. They believe they could steer the nations financially through the World Bank, the reserves in each of the nations. They have lost control. They're trying to somehow piece things together. No, they won't. They cannot do it. I'll be back for the hour, for the second half of the program. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast 1360KHNC.com for both hours.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Hey, folks. Disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
Weekdays, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth program. Both the hours, podcast, on 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site. Weeknights, 6 to 7, on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. And the first hour is also podcast, is in the podcast section on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I laid out the program for today, but I am off script. But maybe I am on script, thinking that I'm off script. So, now, the collapse, and this is a punishment internationally. Don't think that God doesn't have his hand in what is happening. Don't think that from outside of time and space, outside of the material world, as we know the universe, don't think that God is on vacation, that he has taken a nap. He is extremely, or God is not extremely, God is involved because of his concern for mankind. Every creature that was created in his image, there's a concern for them. Not all of them will want to be, they don't want to be part of his world in time or eternity. So he will oblige them. They will be used as, like it says in the book of Romans, there's a potter, and there's the clay. And the clay, there are two lumps or clumps of clay. One lump is for vessels that will be created to be destroyed, because they choose to worship the devil. The other lump is going to be used by God, and there will be vessels of mercy. And it's a hard thought, but it is the way that the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans explains it. Some people are created to be used to display the power of God, like the example when Moses was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. If you know the story, you should. Pharaoh would not let the children of Israel go, but eventually he did. But then he pursued them, and he and his armies were destroyed as they came across the dry lake bed of the Red Sea, they were destroyed. And Paul says that God wanted to make his power known by destroying Pharaoh. There are people in the world, the wealthy rulers, the rich men, the rulers, the men who have been born just to go to war, to fight war. War is their passion. These people are vessels that God is going to destroy. There are people who their whole objective is to destroy the environment. They say they're trying to protect the environment, but they're really destroying the environment. And the Lord said that he's going to destroy those who destroy the earth. So there are vessels to be destroyed. And now these vessels have matured, like fruit on a tree, but there are vessels of glory, vessels that were created to help mankind, to glorify God, to serve God. And what I'm presenting to you is that the globalists of the West are now being challenged by the globalists in the new international world order. And the globalists of the West have lost control. I assure you that they have lost control. And they're trying to turn things around. And they don't know how to. But they have been watching and listening to Donald Trump and the policies that he has, that should he, could he, once again take the position of president of this country. His policies are phenomenal. And these people that I talk about for the last 4 or 5, almost 6 years here on this station, people in a group, in a society called Pilgrim Society, these are the people that have basically ruled the world for over 100 years through one important family. Two families, but of the two, the most important, the Rockefeller family in the United States of America. This family has ruled the world, and the objective of the family was to own the world, that the world would be their property. How much is enough? Just a little more. How much land? Just a little more. How much money? A little more. How much power? A little more. How much of the world do they want to own? Just a little more. They will never own just a little more because there is a new multipolar world, new international world order. And American people, they have no clue because of the media blackout in this country presenting the truth about the great shift. You know, you hear this term polar shift, the North Pole and the South Pole flipping. There's a major polar shift right now in a type from the old world order to a new international world order. We are in the middle of it. We are being influenced by it. It is a shift that is going to be a way for the nations of the world to be free, to break loose of, like a rocket. I've got to finish this thought when I get back. A 3-stage rocket. I'll be right back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom awesome sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Talking about the polar shift, a big shift, and speaking of shift, I have also made a transition. As many of you know, that I was on the Present Truth during the day, Monday through Friday, on 1360 AM radio, and I made a decision that I needed to shift to a two-hour program on the new studio that was built here on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. It gives me 2 hours. And so with the shift, there are expenses. So if you would like to assist me with the expenses, making this shift means that I will be able to, as the weeks maybe not too far out, I'll be able to possibly have other stations that will take these programs and air them at other places throughout the country. Not Washington, D.C. No, I'm not excited about that. So I'll stay out of that network of nest of hornets. But if you would like to assist me to make this possible, you can help me out by sending checks, whatever, to my P.O. box. Just address it to Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. This will come directly to me. I'm separate now from the station in the sense of I do pay for the program now. And so there are expenses. So the assistance will come to me directly. You can just write me Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Everybody, we are all shifting. We're all transitioning. And the main thing is transitioning to see the world as God intended that you see the time that we're in from the perspective of what is happening in this country with Kamala and Donald. Kamala, the Democratic Party, they already have made the decision that she is just not competent. I'll use that word. Not because she's a woman. No, because she does not have the intellect. She does not have the ability in what a president, the duties of a president, she is just a, what do I call it? What do I say? She's at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong position that she's not qualified to sit in. The people that she has carried out her duties in the time in California, she carried out those duties perfectly. But they now, these rulers realize we have to take 20 steps back and begin again. And we can't, because Trump's policies are too unbelievable. Policies economically that are so unbelievable that I'm going to read to you what the British bankers in the city of London have stated. These are the British bankers in the Pilgrim Society, secret society. They realize to save their power structure, their control, the only one they can look to is Donald Trump. Them coming out and presenting this publicly is unbelievable. The British, facing an imminent economic collapse. No surprise, Politico released its bombshell article. Britain's bankers want Donald Trump back. They reveal, whisper it, but the city of London wants Donald Trump back. As the United States heads for a highly contentious and close election in November at the top of the London pragmatic financial district, there's a distinct lack of fear and even a little enthusiasm at the prospect of Trump returning to the White House. This is unbelievable. And do you know about this? You, those who listen to CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, blah, 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 PBS, all the S's. No, they are not telling the world anything. At the prospect of Trump returning to the White House, for the city, the real golden goose under the new U.S. president would be able to insert financial services terms to a U.S./UK free trade agreement. The idea that died under President Joe Biden and seems unlikely to be revived under a Harris administration. You can go ahead and throw that creature on the ground and you can give it mouth-to-mouth and artificial or resuscitation techniques, a shock it. Without Donald Trump returning, that cadaver is not going to come back to life. They killed it. Trump, the Biden administration killed it. And the bankers in Britain, they want you to get out the paddles, hit it with 2 million volts, give it mouth-to-mouth, heart massage, Heimlich, anything that they can do to revive their economy. The Brits are in big, big trouble. And they want Trump back because they know Trump is the individual that can save their economy that has collapsed. It's like a lung having a 2-inch hole in it, not holding air. Trump is the only one that can do it. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
So when you have Pilgrim Society, you know, hoping and declaring that Donald Trump, they want him back. This is major. This means that, like the Biden administration, like I said, the Biden administration ended the U.S.-UK free trade agreement. And this pretty much has, for the last 4 years, continued to destroy Britain. And the Queen and Charlie, big-eared Charlie, they're not going to pump in any of their trillions of dollars to help the British economy. No. What is theirs is theirs. They worked hard for the money. You know. But for them, the city of London, there's London as a city. Then within London, there is the city of London. This is the control financial center of whatever happens in not only England, but in Europe. For them to come out and even whisper that Donald Trump, they want him back. This is major, major, major. This came out on the 20th of August. I'm sorry, August 30th. And they need to be resuscitated. They cannot go another 4 years. They cannot take they won't. I'll give you the insight. The two individuals that will be on stage tonight, neither one of them will be sworn in on January 1st. I don't believe. Should that even happen, it will be so short. She won't, for sure. Kamala can't be. But should she be? There's only one individual that the true rulers of the world, the occult rulers of the world, there's only one individual that they would, that is going to return. I I hate to even say it, but it was the individual that ended his administration prior to Donald Trump. Yes, the Kenyan. The Kenyan, Barack Obama. We're gonna see what happens, what develops. But in the meantime, what's going to develop is I'm going to a short break, and then I can begin hour two.